It's DJ and Chill, the Saturday Sports Brunch.
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for my load.
I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more.
That's a perfect, perfect intro. I'm a rapper. I'm not just a reporter. I can rap. I got bars, man. I got bars.
You might be overrating a little bit, but that's okay.
Man, did you hear me sing the other day?
I did.
Did you hear me sing I Feel Good?
You did, James Brown, all right.
We got to do that before the end of the show. We got to get my James Brown in. I turned that out.
We've got that. We'll hear that later.
Perfect segue. Perfect segue. Perfect segue. We got Rico Gathers, Cowboys tight end, who's also a rapper. Just put out a record. Put out a record deal. I mean, put out a song. Rico, how you doing, man? This is Clarence Hill and DJ 103.3 FM. We appreciate you joining us on Saturday.
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm over at this sports con.
Yeah, Rico.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, Rico is at the sports con over at Fair Park, signing some autographs. Just real quickly, you got in the news a little bit this week, last week. Talking about, I guess, answering the fans, certainly you were really talking about all the other things you have going. I think people think that you're supposed to focus on football and nothing else, and you do have other things that you're involved in as well as football, and certainly you're rapping and doing some different things. But one comment you made about the depth chart, about it being a predetermined depth chart, do you feel that the players don't really decide on the depth chart, or it's kind of predetermined?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, you know, that comment was basically just letting them know, like, at the end of the day, I don't make those decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, I leave that up to the coaches, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I can't control where I start or where I'm at on the depth chart, you know what I mean? So, you know, for a lot of the fans, you know, who try to, you know, throw they say towards me, you know, saying what they say, it's just like, you know, at the end of the day, I don't care, you know what I mean? I'm doing what I love doing. Regardless of what, I'm the first string tight end or the fourth string tight end, I'm a part of this team, and I'm going to do what I got to do for this team to be successful.
So just to clarify on that, that wasn't, because I think some people, as you said, certainly people on Twitter have their opinions and they have misconceptions and misinterpret for sure. So that's not like a shot at, you know, Jason Witten coming back and him being immediately slotted in as the starting tight end and affecting the depth chart in that regard?
Oh, no. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, what is my career thus far, my 1 year against his 15-year career, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I mean, he's our guy, you know what I mean? We brought him back for a reason, you know, not just to sit on the side and just, you know, coach us young guys up. You know, we want to try to see what he still have left in the tank and, you know, maximize it for the betterment of our team. So, you know, I never so interested towards Jason Witten. You know, he's helped me out a lot since I've been with the team. So, you know, I could never go against anything that, you know, dealing with Jason Witten.
This is Rico Gathers, Cowboys tight end, joining us today on the Sports Brunch. Can you just talk about your journey and how much you've grown? And certainly, you know, you're a lightning rod because they're fans that love you. They see your former tight end, I mean, former basketball player, and they think Antonio Gates and Tony Gonzalez and believe you have that type of ability. But it's a growth process because you hadn't played football since your eighth grade, and now you're year three, year four here. Where are you in that process, and how much more you think you can grow this year?
I mean, just, you know, my time for the man has always been through the roof since I've got here. You know, just really just basing it off my raw talent. You know what I mean? My raw given abilities that God has blessed me with. But now, you know, more so, you know, that I'm stepping into the vet realm of things, you know what I mean? This is year four for me. You know, I'm really starting to take the game, you know, more from a mental standpoint.
Right.
Basically, you know, just dialing into the film sessions, really picking up all the schemes of defenses and stuff like that. And I mean, it's really, you know, really slowing down for me, man. Like, you know, I'm impressed with myself more than anything.
What are your goals going into this season?
This season, man, like I said before, during OTAs, man, just to continue to build off last year. You know, not make no crazy outlandish you know, predictions or nothing like that. But, you know, just really just, you know, really just, you know, I really want to touch the end zone this year, man. Like, you know, touching it in the preseason, cool. But, man, I want to get some real stats towards my career as far as, like, you know, getting my first touchdown and stuff like that. Because, you know, I know that's where I belong, in the end zone.
Right. With your size and height and jumping ability, people think you certainly can be a red zone threat. And certainly that's what Jerry Jones and the Cowboys always look at vision for you as certainly a red zone threat. Can you talk about what did you have? Did you struggle with the most? Was it just, you talked about the mental aspects of the game. Was it the blocking scheme, or was it in the passing game when you have to make adjustments on your routes, and how have you grown from that coming into this season?
The biggest struggle for me has been just, you know, really just trying to do everything that my coach has told me to do. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know, me playing with the Cowboys, they've had firsthand experience with me, you know what I mean? So, you know, really just teaching me from ground up, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people have played in different systems. This is the only system that I've played in, and it's on, you know, I've always done what they've taught me to do, you know, what they've coached me to do. So, you know, really just you know, trying to be perfect in that aspect, but realizing that, hey, man, at the end of the day, you 6'8", you know, you 275, 280 pounds. Like, use that to your best of your ability and just go, you know, bully somebody and catch the ball, man. Like, that's what was so, I feel like 2 years ago, that's what was so impressive with me. Like, I wasn't just playing off of trying to be perfect. I was just playing off my raw talent, you know what I mean? And that's what was on full display, you know, 2 years ago, opposed to, like, you know, last year I was really trying to just, you know, do what the coaches told me to do, you know what I mean? Certain situations in the game, you know, we had certain things they wanted me to do that was, you know, probably complicated, you know, back a little bit, you know what I mean, as far as us connecting.
Right. And so you want to gain that trust that you're going to be where you're supposed to be and be able to accomplish those tasks. Because we know the God-given ability is there. The size is there. Just a matter of knowing what they want you to do and being able to do it so they can trust you on the field.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm going to do that regardless, because at the end of the day, like I said, they don't want you to talk how to do it. So,
right.
You know, I mean, it ain't like I don't know how to do it. It's just you got to put me out there and let me do it.
Right, right. Yeah.
Talking to Rico Gathers here, Cowboys tight end, joining us here on 103.3 FM ESPN. You were in the same draft as Dak Prescott, of course, a couple of years back. In your mind at this point in Dak's development, who would you say has more power within you know, the day-to-day? Is it Dak Prescott, and as far as, you know, respect in the room and everything, Dak Prescott or Jason Garrett?
Oh, I mean, no doubt about it. Jason Garrett. I mean, he's the head coach, and you know, we go as he goes. You know, he you know, he says he's in the right direction. He's up to us to go out there and just maximize it, though. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, our offensive scheme is really opened up this year. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm really anxious to just see, you know, how we playing out as far as, like, just production and stuff like that. You know, we got all the tools necessary to be successful. It's just, we just gotta go, you know, make the plays. At the end of the day, that's why we play, is we make plays.
In what ways has Dak grown since he was drafted and thrown into, you know, first string duty back in 2016? How different is he now compared to back then?
I mean, you know, he's a vet, man. Like, you know, it's second nature for him, man. You know, one thing about Dak, man, he, you know, he reminds me of kind of like Floyd Mayweather, you know, in the ring. You know what I mean? He's going to do what he got to do to win. You know, he's not going to try to, you know, just go out there and take the knockout punt. He's going to basically, you know, do what he got to do to put the team in the best position to win. And, you know, that's why, you know, a lot of them games down the stretch last year, you know, we came out on top because, you know, he knew what he was doing. You know, he's a very efficient quarterback in crunch time. You know what I mean? That's one thing you got to appreciate about him.
Clearly, you're speaking to his leadership, and just keep, you know, obviously on and out the field, he's shown to be a leader, you know, in the practice field and certainly in games. Do y'all, you know, is he the biggest leader out there for you guys?
Oh, definitely. Hands down. I mean, like especially with Witten not being there last year, you know, he really stepped up and just took control of the team, man. Like, just watching him grow, in my 3-4 years of being around him, man, it's really been a sight to see, man. And I really appreciate just having him, in my corner and stuff like that. Just bringing me along with him.
A lot of this football talk, but you are a person with varied interests. Can you talk about, your rap career and what you've done and your interest in music and people thinking that takes away from football? You can do both, can't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, one thing with me, man, music and football correlate. It's a lot of hard work that go into music. It's like I said, I do all my production. I do all I even started shooting my own videos,
right,
by myself this year. So, for the most part, man, it's a lot that goes into it. And I feel like music just keeps me in check with football. Just keeps me hungry, man. Like, because music is it's kind of one of them. It kind of reminds you of football because there's a lot of people, that want to do music. Just like it's a lot of football players out there compared to, basketball. You got a 12-man roster. Stuff like that, so it's like, man, like I said, man, in music, you basically got to put your best foot forward, for yourself. You your own brand. People going to flock to you based off what you sell to them, and how you appear. But, football is the exact same way, it's a production-based business. So, if you're able to produce, you get the opportunity to produce, you go out there and produce. And, normally you get the rewards that you want at the end of the year or at the end of your career.
Rico Gathers, Cowboys tight end, joining us here on the Sports Brunch on 103.3 FM. Last football question here. Outside of yourself, throw out one or two names of teammates of yours that you think are due to take a drastic jump this season and that are going to really cement themselves as great players in the league this season.
Hey, I just got a PSA from Andy. Andy said he's sorry, Clarence. He said we was just too full at sports time for his media credit. I don't know what that
means. No worries.
Yeah, media credentials. Too full.
Tell him I'll be over there as soon as I get off the air.
You say you're going to be over there when we get off the air. Yeah, but for the most part, man, I feel like we got a lot of people that ready to take that, that next step forward, in their careers. I think MV, Michael Gallup, he's gonna be nice this year. Randall Cobb, Tito, Jordan Lewis. I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now, man, we got a scrappy team, man, especially on that defensive side of the ball, man. Like, them dudes, man, they energy within practice, man. They bring the best out of us in practice on the offense end. And, it's going to be really, really exciting to see what the defense do this year.
Yeah, man, it 2 weeks away. Training camp 2 weeks away. 2 weeks from today, you'll be on the practice field in Oxnard getting ready for training camp, getting ready for the 2019 season. We expect the best of Rico Gathers this year.
Oh, yeah, like you said, 2 weeks away from the day, I'm going to be on the field, man, with my gray shorts on, because I know we ain't going to have no pads on that first day. just getting back into the swing of things, man, enjoying that Cali breeze.
Hey, man, we appreciate you. Enjoy your next 2 weeks off and get ready to have a good season, man. Thank you for coming on.
For sure, man. Thank you.
All right.
There goes Rico Gathers, Cowboys tight end here on the Sports Brunch.
The thing I always liked about Rico, he's not afraid to talk and answer questions. And the so-called controversy, he asked and answered. Asked and answered. We take his word for it. He was not taking shots at anybody. He was just explaining his situation. And sometimes on Twitter, when people go at you, that context gets lost.
For sure. Context gets lost. Tone gets lost. Intent gets lost. Unless you're Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley, we know exactly what his intention is every time. And he's going to be fighting with Cowboys fans till the death.
He has a theme. He stays on a certain theme. Buffalo has better facilities.
Just the veiled shots that he throws down. All right, well, we appreciate Rico taking some time there. Best of luck to him moving forward. Maybe he overtakes Witten this year. You never know.
Well, this year, next year, I mean, wins year to year. He got to do it this year.
Rico's only 25. It seems like Rico's been around forever now. He's only 25.
And I tell you what, no matter what you say about Rico, if the Cowboys cut him, and I don't think they kept four tight ends last year, no reason why they won't keep four tight ends this year. But if they cut him, somebody's going to pick him up. And he'll probably go to Bill Belichick and be the next Gronk. Bill will develop him. Him and Tom. Tom's going to play till he's 50.
That would be a nice little pickup there. That would be a nice little come up for Rico if the Patriots scooped him up. All right, well, appreciate him joining us. Coming up next here, DJ Ingeborg, Clarence Hill. We got to get back into the week of the NBA. We have another dynamic duo that is formed here in the West. We're going to get into that next year on 103.3 FM ESPN.